May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder in this day and age, how many of you still have some old photograph albums lying around the house? Or are all your photographs on your phone or on your computer for the world to see? Well, photo albums are good, sometimes. When we get them, we can look back on those special times in our lives, times that we may have forgotten about. Because often we forget some of those occasions, and it's actually those photographs that we see every now and again that suddenly bring back memories, flooding back of a special holiday, a special Christmas, or times with family members, maybe some of whom are no longer with us. Fun times that you have had with family and with friends. One of the most special gifts that I've had over the last, well, maybe 2 years, is my mother's in her late 80s now, going on 90 actually, and she's very much into family, as that generation tend to be more so than maybe the younger generations. And she put together some photograph albums for my brother and I, which actually were quite scary. And she took great pleasure in putting these together and giving them to us when I was home. And Dad and her took us out for a meal and presented us very lovingly with these photograph albums. And when we opened them, there was photographs there that I hadn't even seen. But it actually brought back so many memories of times that I'd had as a child and had forgotten. Times with Mom and Dad on the beach, with my dad with his trousers rolled up and his socks still on. Bizarre, but there you go. Times when we were on holiday in an old banger that was broken down. Different times in our lives. Times with our cousins. And as I've got older, I've found that my relationship with my cousins has actually got much, much closer, which is great. But these photograph albums were very special, and they take pride of place in my home now. And every now and again, I'll go back and I look at those photographs and I think, ah, yeah, I remember that. I remember that, and it brings back those memories. So as you pore over those old photographs, hopefully you feel a tremendous sense of blessing that has filled your life if you've still got some lying around. But sometimes it can also portray a journey through life. You can see how you were. You know, there was one of my baptism. There was one with my wild curly hair when I was about 5. Believe it or not. So you can see your life's journey through this catalogue of photographs. And sometimes our journey through life can have twists and turns that we didn't expect. Some photographs in there that I thought, oh, I couldn't do that now because I've got a paranoid fear of birds. But there I was, sitting at the Belfast City Hall, surrounded by all these pigeons, feeding them with bread. Now I'd run a mile. So life takes those twists and those turns that we don't expect. And it takes us on paths that we have never planned to take. Abraham's life was a bit like that. We heard part of his story in the reading that Beverly read from Hebrews. And at 8 o'clock, we also heard from Genesis. He was very settled and had done very well for himself in Haran. He had considerable livestock, servants, wealth. He and his wife Sarah were, to say the least, comfortable. Then, out of the blue, God came to Abraham and told him to pack up everything and move. But God didn't tell him where their new place is going to be. How would you have reacted if God came to you and said, just pack your case. Pack your case, Betty. You're going on a journey. Pack your case. Leslie, you're going on a journey. Pack your case, Bernard. You're going on a journey, but you didn't know where you were going. What would your reaction be? I guess you'd be quite frightened, really. You'd be quite uncertain. But here was Abraham, the old man that he was. He packs up his bag and heads off south to an unknown destination. Now, I don't know about you, but when I shift from one place to another, I do a good deal of research into where I'm going, what's around, what's available, the things I can do. I don't go willy-nilly, pack a bag and off I go. There's a lot of pros and cons with moving around, and a lot of wondering whether this is the right decision or not. But none of this for Abraham. We are simply told he left his own country without knowing where he was going. And what happened when Abraham got there? There being the land of Canaan, there was no place for him to live. No house, no farm where he could put his sheep and his cattle. Nowhere he could grow crops and have a garden to grow his own potatoes, onions, tomatoes, etc. In fact, Abraham and Sarah had to keep on moving, finding new pasture for their sheep and cattle. It hardly seemed fair that God had uprooted them from their home, particularly at their age, and now they were nomads living in a tent. God had promised that he would give them a land, but it never happened, certainly not in Abraham's lifetime. The only land he ever owned was a burial plot for his wife Sarah. Abraham's life took twists and turns that he would never have dreamt of in his wildest nightmare. And I haven't mentioned the fact that God told Abraham that he would have many descendants. Can you imagine the surprise and the shock at that age, Abraham being told by God, you're going to have many descendants, you're going to have loads of children, you're going to have loads of grandchildren. The world's going to be filled with people that come from you, Abraham. But how could he, since he didn't have any children? And he didn't look like having any, because he and Sarah were very old by that time. But Sarah became pregnant. When enabled Abraham to take off to a non-going place, what prevented him from returning to Haran, where life had been so good? Simply put, one word: faith. We are told it was faith that made Abraham obey when he was called to pack up and leave. By faith, he lived as a foreigner in that strange land, always on the move. He trusted God to keep his promise, to make him a father. When our life takes all kinds of unexpected twists and turns, it is this same kind of faith that enables us to view everything differently. So what is meant by faith? Faith is trusting in the promises of God, is it not? When God makes a promise, and it doesn't matter how weird that promise might be, like a couple of geriatrics becoming parents for the first time, he intends to keep it. A promise is a promise. When God promised Abraham, "Do not be afraid, I will protect you," he trusted God to keep his word. When God promised that he would give Abraham and his descendants a new home, Abraham trusted him, even though he never saw this happen in his lifetime. When God promised that Abraham would have many descendants, the old man believed him, even though he couldn't see how this was possible, since he didn't have any children of his own. Faith trusts that word from God that says that Jesus has forgiven all our sins, that he has made it possible for us to enter eternal life. Faith simply takes God at his word, even though we don't understand why life has taken so many twists and turns. Faith believes the promise that we are his children and that he will always be watching over us as we travel the ups and downs of life's journey. One day, a boy called Zach and his father were climbing on some rocks that lined the seashore. Suddenly, Zach's father hears a voice from the top of a massive big rock, very high up. "Hey, Dad, catch me!" Zach then jumped and then yelled and was sailing through the air straight at his father. The father stepped forward and they both fell to the ground. When Zach's father realized what had happened, he angrily said, "Zach, can you give me one flaming good reason why you did that?" He responded with remarkable calmness and simplicity, "Yes, Dad, because I have every faith and trust that you will catch me." Isn't that a story about the faith of a Christian? Whatever life might throw at us, and whatever the sharp bends and unexpected corners catch us unprepared, we can throw ourselves into the arms of God with complete confidence, knowing that he will always be there to catch us no matter what. Faith is an unshakable trust in God. Faith is not sitting still, but it's busy and active as it responds to God's word. Abraham trusted, and so when he was told to go to another country, he responded by immediately starting to pack. Someone once called faith a muscle given to us by the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. And like any muscle, it must be exercised. Otherwise, it becomes weak and useless. And the more it is exercised, the stronger it becomes. Faith responds to God's word with action. There's a parable called Duckland. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it. There's a parable called Duckland. It's by Soren Kierkegaard. It was Sunday morning in Duckland, and all the ducks dutifully came to church. Waddling through the doors and down the aisles into their pews where they comfortably squatted. When all were well settled and the hymns were sung, the duck minister waddled to his pulpit, opened the duck Bible and read, "Ducks, you have wings, and with wings you can fly like eagles. You can soar the sky, use your wings." It was a marvellous, elevating duck reading from the duck Bible. And thus all the ducks quacked their assent with a hearty amen. And then they plopped down from their pews and waddled home. Every Sunday you come here. You might waddle or you might not, but you come here and you hear God's word. And during the week you read your Bible, hopefully, and have a quiet time with God. The question that this story about Duckland presents is, how have you responded to that word? Has your faith been a busy thing, active thing, because of what God has said to you? Has your life been changed, or has it been business as usual? James asks the questions, "Dear brothers and sisters, what's the use of saying that you have faith if you don't prove it by your actions?" That kind of faith can't save anyone. Faith that doesn't show itself by good deeds is no faith at all. It is dead and useless. Faith summons us to respond to God's word. It calls us to trust God even when it is illogical to do so. It is persistent even when it doesn't make any sense at all. Faith believes, even when there is no proof. Faith calls us to obedience, even when we don't feel it. Why would two people who travel the world, who give up a safe, secure life, in this day and age particularly, go to a foreign country to work and share the gospel? They will not be called missionaries in many countries because that would immediately put their lives at risk. But they are following God's call to a country where they will probably work for decades without seeing much fruit, just as we do here in this community and in this church. We can work our socks off and not see any immediate results. No church building in this place. No church building when the missionaries go off to foreign countries. No big worship services. Just time-consuming one-to-one sharing of their faith when the opportunity arises. They may never see any results from all that work and from that calling. So why are they doing this? It seems so pointless and illogical. To answer, we could use the words of our reading today. It was faith that made these people obey when God called them to go out to another country. Faith believes and trusts God, even when it seems foolish to do so. Faith responds to God's call with obedience. In Jesus, we see the perfect example of what it means to have faith. He was faithful to the point of death. He faithfully carried out his work as the Savior of the world, opening the path for each of us to have eternal life. When we are weighed down with worry and our sinfulness and we feel like giving up, we have a Savior. We believe firmly that Jesus has not let go of his grip on us. Life may not be easy, but Jesus' love for us and his forgiveness is as strong as ever. In fact, faith looks forward to a time when we will be welcomed into the promised land of heaven. So what is faith? Faith is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see.